If you're going to do anything in life with God, you're going to have to walk in love. There's no choice. Ain't no, I can choose to or not. If you choose not, you're not going anywhere. Not with God. You can be out there bumping around, causing people a lot of trouble. But if you're going to be a person, a man or woman of faith and have some impact on people's lives, you have to walk in love. You got to get rid of your selfish, whatever that self, and crucify the flesh. You don't have to do it. I don't care what happened. You have to what you've been in before, but now you know you have to walk in love. So I would take time, and I'm doing this more and more now. And I want y'all to listen to this real good. I heard when I went to Rhema, this has been many years ago. I graduated at 81, so you know how long that's been. So I went to Rhema. I heard Dad Hagin, other instructors at Rhema, especially Dad, and then I would listen to Kenneth Copeland. I heard them talk about, you know, they don't have no flu, they don't have that kind of stuff don't come near their dwelling. Okay. And I noticed that I said what I heard them say. Are you listening to me now? I said what I heard them say. I did what I thought they did. But that crazy flu kept coming. You understand? Y'all listen to me? So, the devil tried to talk to my mind, say that don't work for you. And knowing me, because I'm pretty stubborn when I want to be. And it's good when you're stubborn when you come to the devil. It's good. And so I just stayed at it. Finally, one day, I started going to the doctor for checkups. You know, you get older, you ought to check yourself out and see how you're doing. You at least you know how to pray and believe. And so they came up with this thing about the flu shot. Anybody heard the flu shot? And every time I go in and check my doctor, have you had the flu shot? I let them give me a flu shot. I did that about 3 years. The last year I took the flu shot, I had a shot. I never had such a worse time. I got over that. He asked me next year, have you had your flu shot this year? I said, nope. I said, yep. I already got my shot. And I said, you're not going to take it? I said, nope, I don't need it. I already had my shot. I know he didn't too much pay attention, didn't know what I was talking about. So I rocked on that year. I had a good year. I kept on just feeding on the word, kept saying it. And I noticed years have gone by. I don't have no flu. I passed up marvelous opportunity to have them. But I didn't have. And it's been years since I had the flu, and I don't plan to go back. How do you do that? I got the word on it. I take the word every day. I take the word. So I would have other things to happen. You know, you sometimes have sore throat, and you know you have stuff like that, and just different stuff. But I'm going to teach you something this morning. Here's what I learned, and this is what I did, and I've proven it worked. I proved that it worked. Here's what I did. Thank you, Jesus, on this part. I proved it. The very slight symptom. You know what I say? I say right away, no, you don't, Satan. No, you don't. You ain't putting that on me. I'm not receiving that. In the name of Jesus. Now you get that and get on out of here. You know what? In a few minutes, maybe a few hours, maybe a little longer, it's gone. So I tell you what happened. With all this stuff going on, I woke up yesterday morning. And my throat was a little scratchy. Little symptom. I said, no, you don't. You hear me? I said, no, you don't. You better get that mess out of here. In the name of Jesus. So he came back a little later and said, well, you know, you might not be able to preach in the morning. Your throat will swell up. I said, you better get your lying self out of my face. I'm understanding what he said. My throat, this is clear. I don't have no symptom, and I ain't taking them. So what I'm saying, I'm telling you these things. If you learn to do these things and walk in them, I'm learning. I've been sick, and I've been well. Guess what? I like well better. Hallelujah. Now, I can't pray away age, but I can slow the process up. I found that out, so I'm not trying to pray away the age, you know. Only way I can do that is just to pray to die so I don't get older, but I ain't ready to go yet. I got too many more people that I got to teach and do whatever. So I'm telling you, get the basics. Get the fundamental faith working in your life. Build that in you. Listen to me, I'm your pastor now. You're going to need them in these days. You're going to need to know how to walk in faith. So don't be a run in the church and run out. So stuff calling you, I got to go. You can't stay to the service end. I know there's occasionally something come up and individualize. Some people tell me, I got to go early because of this. But you need to arrange your schedule that it don't interfere, because we're going to be saying something by the Spirit of God. And something going to happen. You need to be here to hear and catch and learn and do. Amen. 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 Because this world that we're living in, it's not going to get any better. There's Satan and the people that's working with him are getting wickeder and wickeder and wickeder. They hate you. They don't care anything about you. But God loves you. So I'm telling you, it's time for you to learn how to walk in these things, because if you obey God, you know what's going to happen to you in these days? You're going to get stronger. You're going to be a man, a woman that's full of the power of God. And people are going to be running after you, coming to you. You know what's going to happen to a lot of you? You're going to get richer, wealthy. You're going to get richer. You're going to be wealthy. You're going to walk in health. And all these things that's going around that's supposed to be so frightening to you, if you walk in faith, they won't touch you. And if they touch you, you're going to get a kick them out the door as fast as they come in. Can I tell you? As I close, you're going to have to learn how to distance your body. You can't treat your body any kind of way and expect it to work. You can't eat any kind of way and expect it to work. Hello? You can't misuse, you can't eat just any garbage food. You have to ask the Lord about it. Don't eat anything just because it's good, tastes good. I I better not start naming. I'd like to start naming some food. I'm going to let you figure that out.